Here in the mix on 90.7 WKGC. FMand HD here when you need us. Good morning, I'm Caleb Jordan.
And I'm Dana Erskine.
And that's one of the most famous phone numbers in music. one of the many phone numbers.
Right.
But we'll have to look about doing a show on that.
That'd be fun. Yeah. Well, maybe that could be Bill's next show.
Oh, Lord have mercy. We'll get to Bill. But we have with us in studio Sarah and Kelsey with the NWRLS, the Northwest Regional Library System. Sarah, there has been something in the works for a while now that is finally ready to be kind of announced. Tell me what the Northwest Regional Library System is doing at the Bay County location.
Yes, I've been bugging these guys and telling them about it for months now. So I'm like, it's almost ready. So it officially will launch in April. It's a digital media collab space. And what that means is there's laptops, there's cool software, there is movable furniture. It can fit up to 5 people in there. So if you're a small business or you're wanting to learn creative software, such as video editing or podcasting, we're going to have a Rodecaster Pro and 4 microphones. So it's like our own little radio station in the library. But we're going to do a soft launch. So it's not open just yet. It'll open in April. But until then, I will be teaching one-on-one classes. So if anyone is interested in learning Adobe Premiere Elements for video editing or how to scan and digitally repair family photos, give me a call. So my personal number at the library is 850-522-2120, or you can call the library itself and just leave a message for me with your contact information, and I can get back to you with and schedule a one-on-one lesson.
Absolutely. It is incredibly exciting, the breadth that the space is trying to cover, not only video editing, podcasting, photo editing, you know, and there's a number of other
things. There's Blender, which does 3D design. Yeah. We've got 3D printers, so you can design your own things to print, and with it, the endless possibilities.
Along with a drawing monitor.
There
so
is.
Digital art is a whole world in and of itself.
It's a touch screen, and it's got a special pen that works on the monitor, and it'll attach to the laptops. So that's one. And then we also have like this pop-up photo studio.
Oh,
so if
I'm
you
so
have,
excited for that.
Yes.
That thing looks so neat. We were all in there yesterday just looking in. I'm poking my head in places I shouldn't be.
So if
but
you have like
so
a product
cool.
or like an art project that's small enough that you want to take pictures of,
yep.
you can put it inside and it lights up and it has that really crystal white background that looks very professional, and you'd be able to use all of this stuff for free at the library.
Now, let's talk very shortly about what does free at the library mean? How do I take advantage of free at the
okay.
library?
Okay. Well, first for March, if you want to take a class with me, just give a call. You can call the library or myself. And then in April, it would be scheduling a up to 4-hour session, and we have a calendar that's ongoing, so you would have to, you know, like you plan a little bit ahead up to 2 weeks, but and then get filled in to where you'll be able to have that 4-hour stretch. It's a little longer than like our meeting rooms because video editing, for example, can take up to 4 hours. Mm-hmm. So we want to kind of be able to kind of get a good chunk of a project completed.
Absolutely. And that's free to anyone with a Bay County library card.
Or not. You
or
don't
not.
Even have to have a library card.
That
but
is
if you're
excellent.
There, you can get your library card.
Ah, man. Yeah, full service over here. I love it. Well, we're going to take a quick break. I'm so excited about this this space and what will come of it for the community, which is great. We're going to take a quick break for our weather forecast from the meteorologists over at WMBB. When we come back, we'll wrap up with the Bay County Public Library and the NWRLS right here on The Mix.